VOA's Joe Ramsey with this worldwide news update. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has fully endorsed Israel's war aims in the Gaza Strip, saying Hamas must be eradicated and throwing the shaky ceasefire into further doubt. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Rubio met Sunday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem, and Rubio says that President Donald Trump has made it clear what his stance is when it comes to Hamas.
Hamas cannot continue as a military or government force. And frankly, as long as it stands as a force that can govern or as a force that can administer or as a force that can threaten by use of violence, peace becomes impossible. They must be eliminated. It must be eradicated.
Trump also has proposed transferring Palestinians out of Gaza and redeveloping it under U.S. ownership. Netanyahu said Sunday that he and Trump have a common strategy, including, quote, when the gates of hell will be opened, end quote, if all the hostages are not released. I'm Donna Warder.
Authorities said on Sunday a Syrian asylum seeker who is suspected of carrying out a deadly stabbing attack in Austria had sworn allegiance to Islamic State, adding the 23-year-old man had been radicalized online. Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah has more.
Saturday's attack in the southern Alpine town of Villach killed a 14-year-old boy. Five other people were wounded, three of whom are in intensive care, according to the police. Authorities also added that more harm would have been done had it not been for another Syrian, a food delivery driver who saw the attacker and drove into him with his vehicle. During a press conference, Interior Minister Gerhard Karner said officials should have greater powers to screen asylum seekers.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron on Monday will host European leaders for an emergency summit on the war in Ukraine after U.S. officials suggested Europe would have no role in any talks on ending the conflict. VOA's Christina Manente has more.
The French presidency said on Sunday Macron had called for the consultation talks and that they would address the tumultuous change in the U.S. approach to Ukraine and the attendant risks to the security of the European continent. President Trump stunned European allies in NATO and Ukraine last week when he announced he had held a call with Russian President Vladimir Putin without consulting with them. Trump's Ukraine envoy, Keith Kellogg, jolted Europe further on Saturday when he said it would not have a seat at the table for Ukraine peace talks, even after Washington sent a questionnaire to European capitals to ask what they could contribute to security guarantees for Kyiv. Christina Manenti, VOA News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has told the Associated Press he directed his ministers not to sign a proposed agreement to give the U.S. access to Ukraine's rare earth minerals because the document was too focused on American interests. AP correspondent Emma Burrows has more from Munich.
The proposal was a key part of Zelensky's talks with U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance on the sidelines of the Munich Security Conference here in Germany, but didn't offer the Ukrainians any specific security guarantees in return, a current and former senior Ukrainian official said. Ukraine's got vast reserves of critical minerals, which are used in defense and nuclear industries. The Trump administration wants to access them to reduce dependence on China. But Ukraine wants concrete security guarantees in return, which will deter future Russian aggression. The White House said a minerals deal would allow American taxpayers to recoup money sent to Kiev while growing Ukraine's economy. It said the offer was an excellent opportunity and that President Zelensky is being short-sighted by not signing it.
AP correspondent Emma Burrows. A senior police official in New Delhi said on Sunday at least 18 people died in a crowd crush at the city's main railway station. Local media reports said at least 5 children were among those killed. Reuters correspondent Diane Doe reports.
People were still seen pushing to pack into trains in India's capital city on Sunday, even as the death toll rose from a crowd crush the night before. The tragedy took place on Saturday evening in New Delhi's main railway station. Media reports said passengers were waiting to board trains to Prayagraj city, where the Hindu Mahakumbh festival was taking place, when the crowd suddenly surged.
Reuters correspondent Diane Toe. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.